Proclamation number 7067, dated the March 17th, 1958. Act of creating the spiritual beings. It is my will that you shall be enlightened where darkness prevails. People who don't question cannot receive answers, but those who want to know and turn to me myself will receive my reply, so that they will learn to recognize me in my love and wisdom and grant their love to me. The act of creating the spiritual beings was a spiritual process which will only be understandable to you humans when you enter the kingdom of light. As long as you live on earth, it can only be roughly outlined to you according to your level of understanding. Nevertheless, it will not divert from the truth, but it will lack both the deeper reasons as well as the infinitely many intermediate processes which, however, would not contribute towards your enlightenment either. However, you can rest assured that I will not let your thinking become confused, since you only wish to be instructed in the truth. When I created the first being, I was only motivated by the thought of creating a vessel for myself which was intended to assimilate my ceaselessly outpouring strength of love, because my infinite love wanted to give itself and only ever provide happiness. My strength of love constantly brought forth all kinds of spiritual creations. Therefore, I also wanted to create something that corresponded to me myself, thus an image of me. And my will came to pass, comma, a being of supreme perfection arose beside me which was pleasing to me, which was indescribably beautiful. It was an image of myself which from then on was so permeated by my strength of love that it was equally able to be creatively active without limitation. And just as the source of my strength of love had motivated me into shaping a receiving vessel into which it could flow, the same will and desire also arose in this being to make use of the constant influx of my love's strength and, likewise, to let beings arise from within itself. Thus the same process repeated itself, because I wanted to let this first created being participate in the incredible bliss of giving life to like-natured beings, for as an image of myself it was imbued with the same feelings, it was overflowing with love, and the strength it constantly received from me did not keep the being inactive either, which resulted in this very process of creating countless beings. Hence these created beings could not be different from my first created being. They were supremely perfect, brightly radiant and overwhelmingly powerful spirits which all corresponded to the image I had externalized. Through my influx of strength, which made the act of creating these beings possible in the first place, I was therefore also that creator, although the will of the first created being had to avail itself first of this strength of mine. Hence all beings emerged from me in my first image, and all beings possessed the same creative power. But my will was also active in all originally created beings. The host of originally created spirits were inflamed with burning love for me, because my fire of love was their fundamental element. They had been the products of purest love, and therefore all created beings were also positively inclined towards me. Endless times passed by in most blissful harmony and a constant exchange of love, and this state need never have changed. But then the process of creating took on a different form, which should only be understood in a spiritual sense. This was triggered by the desire of my first created being, the bearer of light, to see me. The being's love for me was still unchanged, and therefore it desired to behold me, even though it knew that Roman One, as the center of strength and light, could not be visible to my created beings, which would have ceased to exist in view of my abundance of light. It would have consumed the created beings, which were sparks of my light, and thus a beholding of me was not possible. and because it was unable to behold me, the thought flashed up in it to become independent from me and more or less present itself to the host of originally created being as creator itself, a thought which arose as a consequence of the desire to see me despite better knowledge. As an attribute of perfection, all beings also possessed free will, which, however, always corresponded to my will. And this free will allowed for the said mental confusion. Thus the bearer of light, Lucifer, was not prevented by me from aiming his will in the wrong direction. Even so, the process of creation started to falter, that is, as long as his will no longer harmonized with mine, he more or less closed himself off to the flow of my love, yet always just temporarily, for at first his resistance was so small that love nevertheless came through again and he utterly devoted himself to me once more, which then also resulted in an unabated flow of my strength of love and thus continued creative activity. But time and again the wrong thoughts kept emerging in him because he did not confide them in me myself so that I could have refuted them. For he temporarily excluded me without realizing that he thereby lessened his strength. As soon as he loosened the bond with me through wrongly inclined thoughts, the inflow of strength of love also lessened. However, he did not realize this in view of the countless multitude of spirits he had already called into existence through his will and the use of my strength. Time and again it must be emphasized that my strength enabled him to create the beings in the first place and that only his love for me gave him the strength, so it is understandable that reduction of his love also reduced the influx of strength. And at the same time, every created being was also the proof of Lucifer's connection with me. Thus no other being could arise after Lucifer consciously separated from me, on account of which all created beings belong to me as well, for they are my emanated strength of love. And yet a large proportion of all created beings had fallen away from me. And that justifies the question as to whether the beings differed in their fundamental substance. I only externalize one being as an independent entity. And this being was created in my image. Consequently, all spiritual beings which were brought into existence by this being had to entirely correspond to me and my image again. They were the same perfect, most radiantly shining living creations, for only something supremely perfect was able to emerge from our mutual love and will, which both corresponded to each other. Beings, which were by no means inferior to the first created bearer of light. Hence they were equally extremely powerful and ablaze with burning love for me, even though they were unable to behold me. Nevertheless, they recognized me, for I also revealed myself to them through the Word. It was an infinitely large number of spirits which glorified me and sang my praises, which, in reverence, were willing to serve me and which were only ever active according to my will. Thus they were images of me myself. And this indescribably happy multitude of spirits should have increased the light-bearer's love for me evermore. Yet various feelings in him began to oppose each other. He saw the gloriously radiating beings and desired to behold me as well. Since he was visible to the beings, he deemed himself superior to me and no longer wanted to acknowledge me as the one from whom everything had emerged, despite the fact that he knew that he, too, had originated from me. Conscious of the strength permeating him, he began to separate himself from the source of strength, a process which lasted for an infinitely long time because the desire for happiness repeatedly pushed him back to me and therefore he repeatedly received strength again for the creation of new beings. And so these beings, too, consisted of the same fundamental substance, namely of my emanated strength of love. However, the sporadic separation from me also influenced the process of creation to a certain extent, insofar as those beings' will and love was more inclined towards Femaker than me. But I neither tried to influence these beings nor the bearer of light. Yet they were equally enlightened, they recognized me as their creator and were therefore also able to make the right decision in free will when this important decision was demanded of them. My first created being was connected with all beings produced by him, just as I was inseparably linked with all beings because my strength of love had to permeate them were they to continue to exist. My adversary tried to maintain the connection with his created beings even after his will was already opposing mine. That is, he also inspired the first spirits into turning away from me and a number of them succumbed to his temptation. Lucifer also pulled them into the abyss and their realization should have truly made them abhor his disgraceful plan. And their sin was far greater still, therefore, their path of return will also be considerably more difficult, whereas the majority of the first created beings remained with me when the followers of my present adversary detached themselves from me. The hidden resistance with which Lucifer started to oppose me resulted in the fact that an infinitely large host of created spirits decided partly for and partly against me when the test of will was expected of them. For the resistance disturbed the hitherto integrated whole. My former image was no longer governed by the same will, the same love. It had caused a rift and this division was also felt by the beings which had emerged from my love, which were now like their maker, even though my strength was involved in their creation. But since this resistance had not been present in the first created spiritual being, since the light bearer's love and will were completely merged with mine, it was only possible for such beings to emerge from a love which utterly corresponded to us, whose brilliant abundance of light and unlimited strength were true images of me myself as well as of the being which I had externalized from me in my love, and which also, with a few exceptions, remained with me. And the same process occurred in the latter as happened in Lucifer. Free will aimed in the wrong direction. They desired to see their God and Creator and drew the wrong conclusions from my necessary invisibility by acknowledging that which was visible to them as their God, who then exalted himself and drew countless beings to himself, which all detached themselves volitionally from me and thereby plunged into the abyss. Once all created beings glowed with light and strength, because nothing could have arisen without the flow of my love's strength. The reduced emanation of light only began with Lucifer's reduced love for me, but this did not mean that these beings were lacking the light of realization, for at the moment of creating the beings my strength of love also permeated the maker of all the beings again. But these moments became increasingly less frequent until he voluntarily rebelled against me and was no longer able to receive any influx of strength because he rejected it by believing himself to be just as powerful as me. And then his state of mind became dark as well. He, who once had been in my image, became my direct opposite, his nature reversed completely. He had sunk into the deepest abyss and his followers with him, whom he regarded as his supposed power and strength. The highest being, having emerged from my love, had sunk the lowest, because it misused its free will, the characteristic of divine origin. And it was left up to every being to aim this will in my or his direction. Every being was able to pass the test of will because every being possessed the light of realization and also had the strength at its disposal to resist the urging for its maker. But neither will every fallen being ever lose my love, for my love let it arise and my love will never ever let it perish again. But until it surrenders its resistance it will not be able to feel my love and thus remain wretched. However, One day its resistance will diminish and the being will look for my love again and consciously take the path of return to me. Then it will recognize my inconceivable love. It will recognize its God and Creator and Jesus Christ, in whom I myself became for all beings the visible God, whom they desire to see and who prepared for them the path of return into the Father's house. Amen.